Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here today. And in our call to worship, we've been going through Acts chapter 21, looking at the circumstances of the Apostle Paul's trip to Rome, one that he was not planning on, but one that he was prepared for because he had already given himself to the Lord. He had told the Lord, "Wherever you want me to go, I will go." And we looked at the circumstances of the warnings that were given for him from his friends, Agabus the prophet that came and said, "You're going to be arrested in Jerusalem. This is what's going to happen to you." Luke, the friends around him said, "You need to leave. You need to get out of here so you can continue your ministry." And Paul said, "No, I will go where God wants me to go." And in the whole process of this takedown, which was a week after the prediction by Agabus, we find here that the people set out to kill the Apostle Paul. In verse 31, it says, "And as they went about to kill him, tidings came unto the chief captain of the band that all Jerusalem was in an uproar, who immediately took the soldiers and centurions and ran down with them. And when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they left off beating the Apostle Paul. Then the chief captain came near and took him and commanded him to be bound with two chains and demanded who he was and what he had done." Now this is interesting, verse 34. "And some cried one thing, some another, among the multitude, and when he could not know the certainty for the tumult, he commanded him to be carried into the castle." If there was ever a description of mob activity, it's right here. Well, why are we beating this man up? I don't know. All these different answers, all right? Typical of mob mentality. Everybody starts doing it, so everybody jumps on the bandwagon. And then when you start pulling them apart and said, "Hey, what are you beating this man for?" Their stories weren't straight. That you'll find that to be true, Christian, when it comes to a mob mentality in this world. But then notice, please, verse 35, "And when he came upon the stairs, so it was that he was borne of the soldiers for the violence of the people." He had to be carried into the castle because they were still beating on him as they were working their way through the streets, trying to make their way to that castle to get him away from the crowds and so forth. And the Apostle Paul was being beaten by people that didn't know why they were beating him. Now think about that for just a moment. We would look at that and say, "Wow, that's random." But was it random? No. Agabus had already said, "You're going to be bound and you're going to be taken to Rome. You're going to have to stand before the leader of the Roman Empire." Now, folks, we need to understand and know this. The process is just as important as the final outcome. Now, we sometimes don't agree with that. But the process is part of God's plan too. Do I hear an amen? There are many processes that we would prefer not to go through. We would like to just jump from where we are now to the final outcome. But the process is just as important as the final product. And we need to know that as Christians, that sometimes God will lead us down pathways where there's difficulty and trial and struggle and conflict. But God is working in the process just like He is in the final outcome. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Now, that's the shadow of death. We're not there yet. But that process, that valley, I must go through. And who's with me? The Lord is. And so I want to encourage you today as we gather together. We see a lot of stuff happening in our world today. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of trouble. There's a lot of difficulty. I think about those dear people over in Maui that had their entire town burned down. I mean, it's just unbelievable what took place. Over 1,000 people still missing and over 90 dead. And you think about that and say, "Boy, I wish God would have not allowed that to happen." But you know, there are things that are part of the process. And who knows what God may produce because of the process. And we need to understand that it's unfair for us to criticize God during the process. Totally unfair, because God's not done yet. Amen? He's not done yet. We have to trust Him in the process, and that's exactly what the Apostle Paul did. Though he ended up in Rome, though he ended up testifying before the leader of the Roman Empire, though he was beheaded, the process allowed the Apostle Paul to reach souls with the gospel. And the gospel was furthered throughout Europe, through Spain, England, all that region of Europe. The gospel was able to go because of the process. And so I want to encourage you. You may be in the middle of the process. Don't get discouraged. Trust the Lord. Walk with Him. Rest with Him. Sharon Three put up a wonderful testimony in the text stream the other day when she said, "The Lord has charge of this. I'm just going to rest in Him." Talking about Mike's health and the situation there. And that was a tremendous testimony. I told her so. I said, "Listen, Sharon, that is a wonderful testimony. I'm just resting in the Lord. The Lord has taken charge of this." She's in the process. We're in the process. Her family's in the process. The outcome, we don't know. We're praying that God will grant healing. Amen? But we're in the process now. What do? We rest in Him. We trust in Him. Because He's the God of the process as well as the product. May God help us to see down the road and not get lost in the process.